And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Great, Claire, thank you so much. So did you notice in those verses the pointing that was going on, the pointing that was being done? We've been looking over our Christmas services at what the angels say, particularly in Luke's Gospel, at what the angels said to Mary, at what the angels then said to the shepherds. And first of all, there was one angel telling the shepherds that today in the town of David a Saviour had been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And when that angel had finished speaking, suddenly we're told a great company of angels, a great company of the heavenly host appeared in the sky. And it's when we listen to what they say that we see the pointing going on. Now, when we read through the Gospel, I think we'd love to know more. We'd love to know what that looked like. What would it look like to see a great company of the heavenly host? We'd love more description, but Luke doesn't give us that. He doesn't say, and there was this colour, and it stretched from this side of the sky to this side, or there were this many angels. He doesn't give us any of those details. He's interested instead in what they say. And what they say is found in verse 14, which is what we're going to just focus on this morning. And this is where the pointer comes in. Oliver, thank you so much for this. This is brilliant, isn't it? You got a receipt. It's all right, I think we can save it for you. So do you notice the pointing in that verse? It's what the angels are doing. They're pointing. They're pointing first of all up, and then they're pointing down. They're saying there's something really significant that's happened with this baby being born. I could use this every week. It's brilliant, isn't it? Do you get the point? So just be careful. But we're going to think about where these angels were pointing. This baby's born and there's something massively significant. And they point up and they point down. The first thing they point to, looking up, is God. Pointing up, they say, "Glory to God in the highest heaven." Now, all that's happened is that a baby's been born. Now, each baby is a miracle, each baby is a gift, but we don't normally get this going on when a baby is born. But they're saying there's something particular about this baby that is going to bring glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I wonder if you understand what the word glory means. I guess we expect to use it in a church service, but you probably don't use that word in normal everyday life. We use lots of other words, but I very rarely hear the word glory in normal life. Occasionally in a football song, but not much wider than that. Glory. To give glory is to give praise, to give awe, to give wonder, to say, "Wow, that's amazing." I don't know if you've been out looking at Christmas lights over the past few days. Have you done that, driven around? Gone around some of the local roads at Lower Morden Lane, been down there, and you're driving along, you come around the corner and Wow, the lights. A couple of houses in South Team. They're worth just exploring South Team for. One that's got all sorts going on the roof, out the front. And you come up the road and, wow. Or you go down, is it Yule Road, and there's the trees. You've seen the sort of fluorescent trees going on outside a house down there. And you're driving down the road and, wow, that's impressive, that's amazing. Sometimes you have an opposite reaction, don't you? You see the Christmas lights and you think, what were they doing? But sometimes, wow, amazing, praise. And that's what the angels say is true when Jesus is born. There's something about this that makes them, these angels, go, wow, glory to God. This is amazing, impressive. Praise him for what he's done. Why? What is it about this baby that means this is impressive? What is it about this Jesus that means, wow, praise him? Well, when we read through the gospel, we start to see what this baby grew up to do, what he became, what he did, what he achieved. The gospel, Luke's gospel, tells us that. This baby doesn't stay a baby. Christmas isn't just about a baby being born. It's about who this baby was, what this baby did as it grew up, what it achieved, what he achieved. And it revealed God's glory. You know, in the Old Testament, Moses, I guess you've heard of Moses. Moses wanted to see God. And God said he would reveal his glory to him. He'd reveal something of who he was that would make him go, wow, praise him. And he said, you can't see me. No one can see God and live. God is too holy. You can't come close. But I'll share something with you that reveals something of my glory to you. And what God did, he sort of hid Moses in a cleft in the rock. He put his hand over him and he passed by. But Moses could hear God speaking and God was telling him his name. And he said, this is my name. My name is the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. This is who I am. And then when Jesus comes, we see this is really what God is like. Compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. This is what God is like, and it's shown to us through Jesus. How is God going to deal with the problem of us? Our sinfulness, our fallenness, our brokenness. And his holiness, his perfectness, his justice. How could this all be resolved? Well, through this baby who grew up to be the Lord Jesus, who went to a cross and died, that justice could be met and grace could be given. And the angels saw this. And they praise God. Glory to God in the highest heaven. But then they change their direction. They're pointing to God, but then they point down to people. Notice what they say to people. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. Peace. Who's attracted by peace? Who likes the sound of peace? Peace. Peace has many dimensions, doesn't it? But I think in all of us there's a longing for peace sometimes. Inner peace. Where perhaps at the moment there's turmoil or fears or concerns or anxieties. To have inner peace. To be at peace. Relational peace. Peace in your home. Peace in your relationships with others, where at the moment there's conflict and disorder and trouble and strife. Peace. World peace. Look at our world and it's broken and there's war and danger and trouble. Peace. And on earth, peace. To those on whom his favour rests. Who are they? You want to be them, don't you? Who are those on whom God's favour rests? We think, naturally, we think, well, it's those who are good enough. Those who are good enough will get God's peace. But that's not what we see when we read through the gospel, that God's peace isn't offered to those who are good enough. God's peace is offered to everybody. God's peace is offered to you. If you're here today and you hear of this message of the Lord Jesus coming, that is his offer of peace to you. God's favour rests on you this morning. You can have peace today. The most important peace, peace with God. Peace with God. You know, most of us are fearful of people. We wouldn't say that. But we're uneasy about what people might think of us. Some of us, that's affected what we've worn this morning. That Christmas jumper that others wanted us to wear, we didn't wear it because we thought, you know, I'll look foolish. What might someone say? Even coming into church this morning, and perhaps church isn't a normal thing for you, or perhaps there's people sitting near you who you don't know, and there's that sort of anxiety, that fear of having to have a conversation and having to say hello, or what goes after hello, and then what might people think of you? The fear of people often dominates us. But actually, we don't need to fear other people. We do need to fear God. What will God think of us? He sees everything. He sees our hearts and our minds, the stuff that everybody else is closed off from. But God sees everything. What does he think of us? And the Bible tells us he sees us, and he sees that we're his enemies. The way we live, the things we do. And we'd often tone that down and say, well, that's a bit harsh, that's a bit strong. But it's the clarity that the Bible brings. We're enemies of God. We don't live his way. We don't want him to be God. And we're doomed. Until Jesus. Until this moment. Until this one was born through whom we might have peace with God. We will all die one day. I've taken loads of funerals this past year. And for some of us, we don't know if it will be ours next year, 2018. Are you ready? Have you made peace with God? There's only one way. Not through being good enough. It's through trusting in Jesus, believing in him, receiving what he offers, his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy. Peace. On earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. Those who repent and believe. Those who receive what Jesus gives. Now the shepherds, this pointing that the angels were doing, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those on whom his favour rests, that pointing that was going on, particularly to begin with, it was to the shepherds. What did the shepherds do? Well, they rushed off to Bethlehem. They went to see, was there this baby? And then we're told, when they saw that the baby was there, they went away glorifying and praising God. They joined in with the angels. This is true. This baby is a real reason to praise God, to glorify God, to know peace from God. They joined in. Are you joining in? Will you join in today? Out of all the things that happened today, will you make time later today to praise God? To glorify him? Will you give him more than just this 45 minutes this morning to stop and thank him for sending Jesus, the best gift we could receive? This Jesus who brings glory to God and offers peace to us. Our Father God, we acknowledge that peace is something we hunger for, we long for. We understand the concept of peace and how it would make a difference in our inner lives, in our relational lives, in our world. And so we thank you that through the Lord Jesus you offer us peace, peace with yourself. And through that, the opportunity for peace with one another, for peace in our own hearts and minds. Father, thank you this didn't depend on us being good enough. Thank you this came as a gift for us to simply receive. And so we pray for your help to do that for some of us again this morning, perhaps for some of us for the first time, to receive this gift from you of forgiveness, of grace, of mercy, offered to us through the Lord Jesus. Help some of us to look into this more. Help some of us to praise you more. Help some of us to be changed by you more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.